Max 105 WMAX Philadelphia.
Wake up, Philly.
It's time for the Max Morning Show with Tara and Jessica.
No!
Mark the Engineer. Maricel with Celebrity Hotspot. Gil Richards with Sports. And Amy Manning with Traffic and Weather. And now, here's Tara and Jessica.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
It's push!
Woohoo! It's not pretty, but it'll do.
Good morning, Philadelphia. It's the Max 105 Morning Show with Tara and Jessica. And if we have to be awake, so do you. It's about 35 after the hour, and boy, have we got some really exciting things coming up in this segment of the show.
I think that we do.
Don't we? You'll be hearing hits from Blues Traveler, Hole, and Stone Temple Pilots, and much more. We've also got Gil Richards with the latest information from the world of sports.
Ooh.
Yeah. Our resident Hollywood gossip hound, Maricel, with Celebrity Dish, and Amy Manning with News, Weather, and Traffic. Plus, but wait, there's more.
There can be.
There can. We'll travel deep into the depths of romantic discussion with our favorite engineer, Mark.
Oh, the debauchery.
The sin. Tara and I set him up on a blind date last night, just for kicks. And you'll get all the dirty details on Mark's misadventures, because we're going to grill him.
Oh, no.
Aren't we? And it's going to be naughty. plus a whole lot more this hour, so stay tuned, for the love of God. But to start things off, though, here's a little music for you. Here's Smashing Pumpkins with Today on Max 105.
That was Smashing Pumpkins, and now this is going to be traffic with the always lovely Amy Manning.
Thank you, Tara. The Vine Expressway is experiencing major backups going west from an accident on the shoulder. The Blue Route is slow around the Conshohocken Curve as always. Route 63, traffic is stopped due to a gas main break. 95 South near the Walt Whitman Bridge is crawling due to...
Oh, my God!
Due to an earlier accident, tractor-trailer accident on the left-hand lane. Philadelphia weather, today's clear and 60, cooling to about 44 tonight. Friday's looking good at 64 and partly sunny. Saturday a bit cooler but sunny. It's 45 at the airport, 40 in the center city, and 105 at the station you listen to most.
The Max.
Max.
The Max the most.
Back to you guys.
Sounds great. Thanks, Amy. So what's coming up next?
I think we're going to talk to Mark.
Oh, no. Why don't you tell people a little bit about what we did to Mark yesterday?
We set Mark up on a date, didn't we?
We sure did.
We got him a ride.
Because, you know, Mark doesn't see nearly enough romantic action.
No. And I don't understand why.
Because he's so handsome and debonair and charming. And so Tara and I thought we'd use our celebrity status as radio personalities to set him up on a blind date. So we had Max 105 foot the bill and pick him up in a nice car and take him out for a blind date and... I don't know what happened after that.
I guess we have to find out. Mark, wake up.
Hey.
Huh?
Mark.
I'm awake. What is this?
Someone asleep on the job. Good God.
I'm sorry, girls. What were you saying now?
Tell us about the date, Mark. How was the date? Where'd you go? What'd you do? What would you wear?
Date. Oh, yeah, right. Date. Gotcha. Let me see here. Well, the part you two didn't tell me about this blind date conveniently was that I was actually going in blind. I never expected to get blindfolded.
Oh! Ba-dum-bums.
It never ends at Max 105.
It never does.
Yeah, I'll say that. Around here, there's not for a dull moment. But
so we did. We blindfolded you, and we took you to the Olive Garden in Philadelphia.
What were you wearing?
I dressed the way I usually do. Nice shirt, pair of black pants. You know, I figured I'd try to impress her, so I dressed up a little.
Oh, so you looked a little better than you're looking right now.
Yeah, basically.
Thank God.
That's not saying much.
So, you're blindfolded, you're at this restaurant, and tell us about this girl. What'd she look like? Was she hot? What happened?
Carol was her name, right?
Yeah, Carol. She was pretty. She was maybe, I don't know, 5'6", 5'7", long brown hair, blue eyes.
Sounds racy.
So, you go and you get her, you meet her, you go in the restaurant, and, what do you order?
Well, I was trying to sound sophisticated, so in spite of the fact that I don't like eggplants all that much, I went with the eggplant prime because it was the only thing on the menu that had a name I could pronounce.
Very sophisticated.
You couldn't pronounce things on the menu at the Olive Garden, Mark?
I can't speak Italian all that well.
The Olive Garden is not a really
an Italian restaurant, if you will.
Well, yeah, I know, but it was something safe.
But you were nervous. You were so nervous because you were alone on a date with this hot woman.
That I didn't know from a stranger on the street.
You haven't been on a date in
God knows how long.
Years? When was the last time you went on a date, Mark? You don't mind telling us.
Seventh grade?
Ninth grade, and you're 28 years old now, are you now? For God's sake.
Split the difference. We'll say I'm 29.
Oh, hot diggity.
No.
Okay, so moving on. What do you get to drink? You got the eggplant parmesan.
Did you get drunk? Because I'd need a drink.
I think he did.
If I were Carol,
she was drunk. You were trying to get her liquored up, weren't you?
Not trying to, but it seemed to work out that way. I ordered a nice bottle of white wine.
You ordered white wine, Mark?
Wine, Mark.
That's culinary faux pas, isn't it, Tara?
Faux pas, indeed.
Wow. White wine with red sauce.
I thought it'd be a nice contrast. Blending colors.
Well.
You got a match.
I know
you got the colors.
Man, I guess we should have,
Damn, you should have told me that.
You crash course before you went out.
Etiquette or something.
Oh, Mark.
Well, that's okay. Maybe she didn't notice that, that you made a big culinary faux pas, Mark. Who knows? But, did you get hammered? For God's sake. What happened?
Well, yeah, I didn't take my blindfold off until after I sat down, so I'm stuck to the tablecloth for my napkin.
Oh, no.
Mark.
About 45 minutes, and I went to get up and kind of pulled everything off the table.
That's only happened in cartoons.
Everything?
Yeah, I managed to catch the bottle of wine, but that was it.
So the food, everything, everything's gone. You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, Carol, my God.
Did I kid you?
I don't know, would you?
I haven't heard anything so disastrous in all my years of dating. Good God. Good God.
It's
that's
worse
horrible.
Than New York City.
Wow.
Tragedy.
So, basically,
don't,
let's see if I've got this straight.
Don't.
So you go on the date.
That was the extendo dough for you. That
was. You ordered the wrong wine. You ordered the wrong food.
You're in a stupid outfit. You're drunk. You've just messed up.
I'm wearing
up.
The same clothes I am now.
Exactly.
Just a little cleaner at the moment.
Oh, no.
Perhaps that's
it's
a stench.
It's not looking good. You've disgraced yourself, your date, the staff of the Olive Garden, and possibly all of humankind. Could a date possibly bounce back from this kind of disaster?
Is there any sense of redemption in this evening?
I don't know.
I don't think we can save it.
Well, that's a good place, though, to cut it off. Because we're going to have to go back to grilling Mark about his hot date here. But just as a little cliffhanger, it's not looking good. Can anything happen after such disaster? Will Mark find love?
Will you, Mark?
Could Mark get laid after that much of a disaster?
Could he get laid? Will he get laid?
That is the question.
The discussion continues after Vaseline by Stone Temple Pilots. Soon.
Stone Temple Pilots with Vaseline here on Max 105. That was another band with a heroin problem. We've noticed that nearly every band that we're playing today has had problems with heroin.
Just like Mark, huh?
It's like a theme. It's like a theme thing. So, your Max 105 time is 10 to the hour, and at the top of this segment, we've got the lovely and talented and knowledgeable Marisol with Celebrity Dish. How you doing?
Fine. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Well, we start off our Celebrity Dish on Max 105 with our very own Material Girl. Goddess by Barbara Victor is an unauthorized biography which is being published next month. The book makes many outrageous claims about Madonna, one of which she states that Madonna has had 11 abortions and that she deliberately got pregnant to save her relationship with Guy Ritchie. But Madonna's rep came to the rescue and stated that the abortion issue is completely untrue, and the statement of tricking Guy into marrying her was ridiculous. Liam Gallagher of Oasis is now dating former All Saints singer Nicole. Apparently, an eyewitness who attended Oasis's performance at Shepherd's Bush Empire said that two troublemakers walked over to Nicole and poured an entire pint over her head. They were, however, thrown out of the building, but not before causing a fight. Speaking of ex-British girl groups, Jerry Halliwell, formerly known as Ginger Spice, publicly apologizes to Posh Spice for inflicting her with an eating disorder. But they're both fine now, and Jerry states that the only food she avoids now is sugar because of an allergy. Next is TLC's Lisa's Left Eye Lopez, who should have won the award for Best Pyromaniac for burning down her ex-boyfriend's house back in the 90s. Well, now she's making her comeback as a host on her very own cookery show for children on American TV. Perhaps not the smartest move by the producers. Now we move to singers who just can't cut it in the showbiz. There's a joke going around about Osama bin Laden that if he had to find a good hiding place in which he knew would be barren, they would be movie theaters showing Mariah Carey's Glitter. People Weekly's Max Beasley says that the only thing the movie has going for it is the attractive huskiness of Mariah's speaking voice. Now, hearing a comment like that is sure to make any girl crazy. Movies that came out last Friday were From Hell, starring Johnny Depp and Heather Graham. It's a scary thriller based on Jack the Ripper, just in time for Halloween. Riding in Cars with Boys, starring Drew Barrymore and Cody Ahrens, also came out last Friday. There's actually a story behind one of her scenes. Drew's character goes into labor and yells out, "Mom!" which made her think of her own mother. Drew and her mom have not been getting along, so she and her still-hubby, Dom Green, paid Jade Barrymore a visit. How sweet. Movies coming out this Friday is K-Pax with Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges. Now it's time for the Pathetic Mail of the Week portion.
What a dork.
Pathetic or pungent, you be the judge. Well, we all know that Brad Pitt's wife, Jennifer Aniston, is co-starring with hunky Mark Wahlberg in the film Rockstars. Well, my sources tell me that during this premiere, one of the love scenes apparently hit a personal note with Brad, making him tear a little bit. I guess he just couldn't handle his emotions, so he and Jen Aniston split out the exit. Some may say that's sweet, but others could say that's pathetic. He's known for his tough guy character in action films, but we women can relate to him better in films like Legends of the Fall and Meet Joe Black. Brad, it's okay to show your emotions.
Here.
Next, we have P. Diddy, formerly known as Puff Daddy. He was featured on VH1's Behind the Scenes commercials for it. Ashley showed him publicly begging for the newlywed J-Lo to come back to him. He said that if she went back to him, he'd treat her better than Chris Judd. I was actually disappointed when I turned on VH1 and that part was totally taken off. But P. Diddy, you win the Pathetic Male Award for this week. And will wedding bells be ringing for Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro? They are engaged, but we'll see if it turns out to be another déjà vu. And lastly, wedding bells will not be ringing for Minnie Driver and Josh Brolin, who is Barbara Streisand's stepson. This time, Minnie was the dumper and not the dumpy. Their 30-month romance came to a halt when they figured out that their lives were just too different. Well, that's it for now with Marisol on Celebrity Dish.
Wow. Quite an exciting week.
There's all sorts of stuff going on in the celebrity industry right now.
You happened to leave a mark off of the Pathetic Male of the Week list, though.
Actually, wasn't he the winner last week?
You know what? I think you're right. Well, it's good that you can share the title with such big names as P. Diddy and
exactly. Brad I like Pitt. Thinking on a high caliber of idiots with such.
Consider it.
And I think Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were leaving to do it.
Definitely.
I don't think they were crying.
You think?
I don't think so. I think it was a likely story.
Well,
he was so upset.
They did get emotional, so I guess that could kind of cause the whole thing.
Well, thanks, Marisol.
Thanks for having me.
That was Celebrity Dish, and this is Celebrity Skin.
Nice.
On Max
105.
Max 105, WMAX, Philadelphia.
And we're back with Amy Manning at 57 minutes after the hour with news and traffic once again.
All right, guys. Vine Expressway is still experiencing a lot of backup going west on an accident on the shoulder. The blue route is slow around the Conshohocken curve. 63 traffic is now moving along. The cleanup crews are taking care of the gas main break. 95 south near the Walt Whitman Bridge is crawling due to the tractor-trailer accident on the left-hand lane. Philadelphia weather is clear, 60 degrees and clear, cooling to about 44 tonight. Friday's looking good, 64 and partly sunny. Saturday's a bit cooler but sunny. In national news, Osama bin Laden uses misdirection lookalike decoys and fake caravans to foil pursuit. He's thought to have moved around Afghanistan, hidden in ambulances. Officials are now worried, however, that bin Laden may be planning to leave for Somalia or Sudan, all war-torn and relatively lawless areas like Afghanistan where he can hide. An employee in CBS anchor Dan Rather's office has tested positive for the skin form of anthrax, officials said on Thursday. It's the same form of anthrax that infected an aide to NBC anchor Tom Brokaw after she handed a letter that was addressed to him. The FBI is offering a $1 million reward to anyone who can give leads to those sending the letters. CBS News President Andy Hayward said she is expected to make a full recovery. In fact, she feels fine. In more recent news, the most pointed testimony so far in the murder trial of Rabbi Fred J. Newlander, a convicted felon who formerly played racquetball with the rabbi, said the rabbi told him in 1994 that he wished he could, quote-unquote, get rid of his wife and asked him if he could help to arrange it.
That was sweet.
Myron Levin, 76, who is recovering from heart problems and a stroke, said the conversation occurred at the end of a racquetball game in Cherry Hill, 2 or 3 months before Carol Newlander was bludgeoned to death in November of 94. She said, Rabbi Newlander suddenly threw down his racket and said, quote-unquote, I wish I could get rid of my goddamn wife and have her killed on the ground when I go home someday.
Oh, Rabbi.
That's it for news and weather.
Wow, that is shocking. Oy vey, that is shocking and scandalous. But thanks, Amy.
No problem.
For all you people stuck on the Vine Expressway still, we're going to play Hook by Blues Traveler right now. Soon, I promise. It's coming.
Max 105. Blues Traveler with Hook here on Max 105. It's about 5 after the hour. Hey, that song broke our string of songs by bands with heroin addicts. Did he have a heroin problem? I think he
lost a lot of weight, though.
He just was a compulsive overeater, right?
But everyone on the show has had an addiction.
That is deep.
You and Gil?
I am addicted to the manliness.
Gil Richards,
who's going to give us an update on the world of sports if we ever stop BSing Gabby. Enough to... But we're irreverent, Tara.
We are so irreverent. Wouldn't you like to have a beer with us?
Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you like to take us out on a date? We're available.
You feel free to call the station.
You have the number.
Potential
Max 105. Possible. Maybe they can put us on a blind date.
Yeah, right. That's what our press release described us as. Baby. Irreverent. Yeah. Irreverent and the kind of gals you'd like to sit and have a beer with. Just
what is
in
the
case.
Number? What is the number for Max 105?
555 WMAX. Give us a call. All lines are open. Thanks, Gil.
Yeah, baby.
And hey, while we're talking about you, Gil, why don't you give us the updates on sports? Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend,
Gil
the body,
Richards.
The brawn, with everything you've ever wanted to know about sports. Yeah.
All right, well, perhaps the biggest thing on the minds of Birds fans should be the big Monday night game against the New York Giants. I'll tell you what, in Greek, Philadelphia means brotherly love. And recently, when the Eagles have played their NFC rivals from New York, they've more than lived up to their city's name. Philly has dropped 9 consecutive games to the Giants by a combined score of 218 to 115.
Nice. We're big Phillies fans. What can we say?
3 of the Eagles' 6 losses last season came at the hands of New York, including a 20-10 drubbing in the NFC Divisional Playoffs, a game in which Philadelphia's all-pro quarterback, Donovan McNabb, was held to a subpar 198 yards of total offense and was sacked 6 times.
I hate getting sacked 6 times.
Don't you?
No. I hear you. With Monday Night Football's early season schedule having been about as entertaining as a C-SPAN 2 marathon, here's hoping that this matchup between two likely playoff teams is one that fans can love. Okay, the Flyers are once again Stanley Cup contenders this year. The team's record so far is 3-2-3, and the acquisition of free agent Jeremy Roenick has been making fans forget about, what's his name? Oh, yeah. Eric.
Hot diggity.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I remember him, I think.
Jessica's a big fan of him, I think.
I was, but I don't even remember.
What was his name again?
Eric Lindros.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Hot diggity.
He's playing for the Rangers.
Ah, the Rangers. New York, you don't say. Go on.
After a four-game drought, Mark Recchi scored his first hat trick with the club and led the way to a satisfying 6-3 victory over the Washington Capitals.
Love the hat tricks.
Last night, Allen Iverson, Aaron McKee, George Lynch, and Eric Snow watched their teammates lose another preseason game to the Utah Jazz 96-86, the drop to 0-5, with 10 days until regular season begins. I don't know, guys. I'm a little worried about our beloved Sixers.
Are you? And these guys aren't playing for a little while, right?
Yeah,
what's
all
the, what's the deal? When are they going to get better, do you know?
Iverson and McKee are out for another month.
Wow.
Big surgeries.
Lazy bumps.
Yeah,
you know. But Mutombo is well and healthy as always.
Thank God for Mutombo.
God bless Mutombo. I love him.
What is that sound about? Is that supposed to symbolize his village?
What was that all about?
That was in such poor taste.
I don't know about
could
that
the sound effects be any more irreverent?
They could have
on Max 105.
Max 105.
I ask you.
Irreverent morning show.
An irreverent mix for your morning grind.
Ooh, the irreverent blend for your
morning. Oh, we'll have to come up. We're coming up with a catchphrase here.
So what else is going on?
How about the Diamondbacks, by golly?
Congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are in the World Series.
Nice.
I am thrilled to report to you guys that they knocked
off... You sound thrilled, Gil. You sound absolutely thrilled.
I am thrilled.
You sound about as thrilled as Mark's date did.
Oh, no. But,
Oh, Mark. That was wonderful.
Oh, Mark, you're the king.
That was a good one.
Go on, Gil, sorry.
Well, they knocked off the Atlanta Braves last night, winning the game 3-2 and winning the series 4-1.
Nice.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
The New York Yankees won a thriller last night in the bottom of the ninth, courtesy of an Alfonso Soriano solo shot. They lead the Seattle Mariners 3-1 and play tonight at Seattle.
Not to keep bringing it back to Mark, but solo shots.
Oh! How about them solos? The irreverence just keeps on coming. Good God.
And that's about the only thing. Go back to Scorpio.
Okay, well, how about that Barry Bonds guy? He set a new home run record this year with an astonishing 73 dingers. I'll tell you one thing about this guy. He's not a fan favorite. He has had several disputes with fellow teammates and some with the organization.
What a dork.
He's a bit of a jerk, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, he misses practices, and he doesn't respect his teammates.
What a dork.
Is he the one that did all that racist stuff?
No, that was the pitcher guy.
Yeah, that was a white dude.
But we can start a rumor
Rocker.
If you want.
Yeah, right, but hey. Let's spread some propaganda right now.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Are you talking to me, Gil? Are you talking to Jessica? Who are you talking to?
Oh, wow.
What is going on in Max's 105 studio this morning?
I don't know. I think we had a little too much espresso or something.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
Well, thank you for sharing the world of sports with us again, Gil.
Peace punch.
Always a pleasure. You got anything else for us?
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, we do have a script. The irreverence is scripted. And if you turn to this page, you'll see.
There's actually a lot more to go.
That we're right here.
Tara's taking matters into her own.
Yeah, it's anarchy. Anarchy. Yeah, wow. Anarchy reigns here at the Max 105 Morning Show. What can I say?
What are you trying to do?
I was just trying to move things along so you and Jessica could cut to the chase.
Well, oh, hey, okay. You know.
I don't think there's going to be arguments on this side of the table.
None here. But,
okay.
But back to Barry Bonds.
Very balanced sports.
I was trying to say that he broke Mark McGwire's record of 70 home runs.
That is actually a big deal.
3 years. And I don't really see baseball fans recognizing or like accepting his incredible accomplishment like they did for Big Mac.
Was that because he's not as popular with the fans?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
He's a jerk.
He's a jerk. We hate him.
Well, it has a lot to do with, like, you know, the players' conditioning these days and like all the supplements.
Back to addiction.
Ah, it all comes back to addiction. On Max 105. So that's why you think he beat his record so easily?
I think so. It really helped him out. I don't think it's fair to like the players, the old players from the past. You know, it didn't have all these supplements.
Natural athletic ability. Babe Ruth wasn't taking those steroids.
So it's kind of changed the game, you might say.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I'd wager to say it's changed the entire sports world.
You got it.
I couldn't agree with you more, Gil.
So that's about it. That's all I have for you today.
Man, sports is jumping, though. All sorts of stuff. Yeah, it's
a wild world.
Well, thanks, Gil. It is always a handsome, dark, husky time. Isn't it, though? But for God's sake, how about some music? What do you think, Tara?
I think so. What do you think, Gil? Music?
It's music time.
All right. What about...
What about Nirvana with the man who sold the world? Max Nirvana.
Max 105, WMAX, Philadelphia.
We are back in the studio once again to talk with our lovely, our talented, debonair Mark the Engineer. As you heard before, Mark went on a little date, and it's not looking good right now. It's just...
No.
Marissa.
No, it's not going well. We left you on a real romantic cliffhanger.
I'm on the edge of my chair here.
So am I. Yeah, you know, here in the studio.
Where did I leave off? Well, somewhere back to tablecloth?
You had just ruined the entire table now. That's right.
Yeah,
you
ordered the wrong wine.
Can things possibly turn around from here, Mark? What happened?
Well, at this point, remember I said we managed to catch the wine? We were both in severe need of a drink.
I agree. Or several.
Not having any glasses, we improvised and started passing the bottle back and forth between us.
Oh, that's slick.
Very classy, Mark. Very classy. Back to the addiction theme of the show.
Yeah, right?
Well, not really, but it was the only thing we did. I broke the glasses when I swept everything off the table.
They didn't bring you another eggplant parmesan or nah, forget it.
At this point, we were still trying to clean up the waitress, so I had to leave a big tip.
Mark, did she put out after she ended up finding out about your varsity letter and chest? I hear that might have come out during the conversation.
Well, yeah, we killed that bottle in about 3/4 of a second, so that might have slipped out somewhere.
You have a varsity letter and chest, Mark? Yeah. That's fabulous.
Well, a little more accurately, I have a chest set and the word varsity in big letters, but it sounds a lot better that way.
But
are you drunk now, Mark? Because these jokes are bad, and I'm just trying to give you an excuse.
Oh, my sides. A
little bit, but not really.
Okay.
So did you finally get the hell out of the Olive Garden, or what happened? Did you go home? What happened?
Well, eventually we decided it would be in our best interest to leave.
I agree.
And
in her best interest, anyway.
In her best interest. Mine, too. The bouncer was starting to get mad.
Bouncer at the Olive Garden, huh?
Well, maybe it was just a big guy from the kitchen, but...
Anyway, so we're moving on. You're going home.
We're going home, yeah.
You're both a little saucy.
A little saucy. Yeah, you could say that.
Did you get any action, Mark? We've got to know.
I honestly cannot
tell
you.
Actually, I don't know if I want to know.
I don't think I want to know. He's wearing the same clothes.
I know we're irreverent and all, but
there's a line I draw, and I think it's at Mark and his putting out.
But you don't remember.
I don't know, no. We got in the cab to go home.
You were that bombed, you don't remember.
That getting in that cab is the last thing I remember until you two lovely young ladies woke me up about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, baby.
No, I'm serious. I don't know how I got into this... studio. I don't know what happened after I got in the cab.
You don't know much.
No, I don't, but I do know this. I've given it a lot of thought, and I need to do something at this point in time.
Please keep your clothes on, Mark.
I'm going to, don't worry. I need to apologize to Carol, to the staff of the Olive Garden, to anyone else I may have pissed off last night.
And to men... Everywhere.
Now
that's very nice of you. Oh,
you know, I mean, I made a fool of myself, and I realize it.
That's that's
I'm apologizing for it now.
That's very.
I don't have a lot of class, but I try. And I would also like to, at this time, flatly deny anything from the time I got into the cab to the time that you two woke me up.
Uh oh. Are we gonna be hearing from the cops or something? What does that mean?
Probably not.
Is there gonna be
any
little Markies running around in 9 months?
Well,
let's hope not. I can't manage my own life, much less someone else's.
This is a very sad truth that you're talking about here.
Hey, I tell it like it is.
We'll leave that little ambiguous trail.
Hot diggity.
We appreciate your positive remark. And, you know, we're glad you got out on the town, did some socializing. Because, you know, here at Max 105, we do care about you. That's why we...
Woo-hoo! This is true.
Not to get ratings. We set you up on the take.
To embarrass you.
Because we care about you.
We care about you.
I just happen to embarrass myself on my own, right?
That's correct.
Fair enough.
All right, you figure out the connection here. We're going to be playing you a little tune by Green Day, one of my favorite bands, When I Come Around. That's who this is going to be.
Green Day, When I Come Around, here on Max 105. Hey, your Max 105 time is 25 after the hour. And just when you thought things couldn't get any more exciting and riveting and irreverent, we have a special surprise guest here
in
the
studio.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's not like any real hardcore celebrity, but someone with a relative amount of fame and distinction.
A minor celebrity, actually. Thank you very much.
If you couldn't guess by the voice, yes. I'll tell you. It's Nigel Wallingford of the band Bugwalliter.
Oh, my God.
The UK darlings here in the studio today.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Good darling. To have you, Nigel.
Such a warm welcome here in America. I'm really dead chuffed over it, actually.
Well, we do what we can. Nigel's joining us in the studio. He just popped in to say hi and to give us an exclusive interview and promote. I understand you have a new album and a Philadelphia concert date.
That's right. Let's get right to it. Let's stop this mindless banter and get right to the meat of the matter. What we're doing here this week is we're promoting a show that we're doing. It's a morning show, 9 a.m. on Wednesday at the Trocadero. And
Wait, 9 a.m.?
Yeah, what's wrong with
in
9 a.m.?
On Wednesday?
What, is that unusual? You've never heard of a 9 a.m. show before? Well, we'd have them in England all the time. See, what it is, it's to get the workers it's to get the workers together to say, sod off, boss. We're going to a music show in the morning, so it's going to be beer and bacon and biscuits and bagels and all other breakfast foods that start with the letter B. it's going to be great. Oh, yeah, it's going to be...
You know, I don't think I've ever heard a concept like that in my life.
Yeah. Coma? Why, I go...
Yeah, breakfast and Bugwalliter.
Oh, wow. Ah. So maybe you guys are just too progressive for your own good.
I am ahead of my time, actually. Oh. I seem to think so, actually.
And so you guys have a new album.
Yeah, yeah.
And... not only are you promoting the working man, but you have a whole other political agenda, apparently?
Oh, yeah, I'm loaded with political agenda, among other things. We feel that our cause that we find most important is the Save the Bugs campaign. You see, bugs in the world are treated so disrespectfully. They're zapped, they're sprayed with bug spray, they're stepped on, stamped on, little kids with magnifying glasses burning ants. I mean, it's horrible, it's bloody horrible.
It is.
So what we want to do is save the bugs. We find them to be very, they're God's creatures too and deserve the same respect, as well as like little puppies and kitty cats, you know. Why are they so treated so
well?
How about
puppies and kitty cats are cute. That's not fair.
Have you ever looked an ant or a grasshopper in the eye? I mean, your heart just melts. It does. You're looking at me like I'm daft.
You really love bugs that much?
I do. I've got them in my house, actually. I've got them as pets.
Isn't that contradictory, to keep them as pets?
Well, they're free to leave anytime they want.
Oh, I see.
I mean, if I wasn't keeping them, somebody would be stepping on them, or spraying them, or zapping them, or whatever. Bugs, man, they're great, great pets.
They make great pets. I'm glad to hear you're so politically motivated, Nigel.
Oh, I am, yeah.
I never knew that side about you.
I'm motivated by other things, too, but we can't talk about those.
Oh, my.
Hey, we've got a cut off of the latest Bugwalliter album.
This is exclusive, isn't it?
Max 105.
Oh, yeah, this is really
exclusive.
Fab. You're going to love this. Go ahead. Yeah, roll it.
So we're
going to
play you this right now.
Max 105.
Or shortly thereafter. There you go.
Yeah.
my God.
Hey, what you doing there? I thought you were going to play it.
That's too progressive for us.
Oh, wait. Oh, come on.
Are there synth-thugs?
You cut it off. It's just getting to the best part there. Perhaps it's a bit too progressive, as you say, for American audiences. See, in England, we're far more sophisticated.
What a dork.
All right.
All right.
That's quite disrespectful.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
It's irreverence, Nigel. What can we say? Reserve the judgment.
Listen to the next track.
Okay.
Play the next thing. Maybe you'll like that a bit better. It's, give it a whirl, eh?
All right. Go ahead. Come on.
Give a guy a chance.
Excellent.
Yeah, dig this synthesizer here. I really dig synthesizers.
Alright, so we're listening to this track here.
Oh, wait, it'll get better. Here it goes. Don't you like that beat? It sounds very industrial.
This makes me want to move.
It does make me want to move.
Think of the working man. Bring that down a bit there, mate. Bring that down a bit. Now, the other one, wrong one. Bring it down a bit.
There you go.
Yeah, see, don't you think of the working man sitting in the factory, sweating, laboring over his hard day's work because he hates his bloody job, he hates his boss, and he just wants to, like, bang his head.
All he wants to do is have beer and bagels.
Beer and bagels and breakfast, that's right.
Oh, my God. At 9 a.m. in Philadelphia at the Trocadero.
Wait, hold on. Shameless. Yeah, it gets better, though.
Is that you on vocals?
Yeah, it's me.
How unfortunate.
You know, I feel the rage.
You do. It oozes out of the music, doesn't it? All right.
Does Bugwater use a lot of synthesizers in there?
Yeah, all right. Cut that off now. Because, you know, if I play too much, then some pleaders will, like, record it, then they won't buy the record. So, you know, stop it. All right, I'm out here. I got to get going. I've got to meet some people, so I've got to be off.
You are too big time for us, but thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
It was truly, truly fascinating.
I've had such a fabulous time here. I think you American birds are really quite the hosts. This is my favorite. I'm going to do an ID. When I'm in America, I listen to Max 105.
Thank you, Nigel.
Well, you know, it's been a rousing good time. Thanks for all your insights. That's Nigel Wallington. Wallingford.
Yeah, get
it bloody
right there,
good
love. Okay.
God. Oh, the irreverence won't save me now. So, hey, if you're feeling industrial or progressive or whatever, why don't you run out and buy the new Bugwater CD and head on down to the Trocadero for beer and breakfast and bagels. Me and Tara might be there. We might sell off Boss Man.
I think we
leave
might.
Mark to do the show by himself. Who knows?
God help you all in that case.
And while you're thinking about all that, here's another song for you on your morning extravaganza here at Max 105. It's Alice in Chains with Man Who Sold the Box. Man in the Box. Woo! Crazy.
Man Who Sold the Box.
Or Primate.